This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Of 45s that came from the Windsor, Detroit area. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the show. And I'll start with them this week. It's the Salem Witchcraft.
I'm not afraid to high. I'm high all the time, pretty much. High on life.
They say grow up, put your mind on what you have to do. But I know I can never make it, baby, without you. I can get a good vibration if my mind on you alone. I can get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stone.
Not so stony music there for you. Celebrating 420. I guess it's a day late in typical stoner fashion. Well, there you go. The last group there was called the Avant-Garde with a song called Naturally Stoned. And when I was looking at this 45, the writing credit is given to a C. Woolery. And I thought, could it be? And indeed it is. Game show host Chuck Woolery was in charge of this group. They put out three singles in the 60s and called it quits. And then, of course, Chuck went on to become a famous game show host. How about that? Not the stoniest music, but there you go. Before that was a song by Polly Brown from 1974, a song called Up in a Puff of Smoke. The flip side of this is actually pretty good too. I'll probably play that in the future, but for thematic purposes, I played that B-side there for you there. And I started off the set there with a song by Salem Witchcraft, who I ended last week's show with. That song I played for you there was called Keep On Rolling. I hope you enjoyed those songs. And we also heard from our good friend from VORW. That was John there. I pulled a little sample of his speech from a recent YouTube video where he addresses his naturally stony vibe. So I thought I would throw that in there. How you doing, John? Really love your show. All right, so that was an unfulfilled promise of stony music, I guess. So here is something that is better if you are stoned. It's a group from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, called Cyan Spheric.
Thank you. Too much
20 friendly tracks for you there. That last song there was by Roman Stewart, a song called Dub Festival. That was the dub version. From a 12-inch single that I picked up a while back, and another 12-inch single by Junior Marvin with a song called Bad Weed. And I started off the set there with a very atmospheric, spacey song by Scienceferic, a song called The Stars Above, and that came out on their debut album from 1995, and it got a reissue in 2016 on vinyl there, which is pretty sweet. Yeah, Scienceferic, they put out three or four albums, and I think they're still together, and they're still in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. That's about 45 minutes to an hour from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Check them out if you like shoegaze, spacey stuff. I highly recommend them. All right, I have a couple of songs that I pulled from this big box of 45s, and they are both tributes to two regular listeners and helpers of this program. The first one is by Daz Band. few more cracked records on this week's program. It's too bad. A bunch of the good ones are all cracked, including that one there. That was Roger going out to Jolly Roger Mania out there in Germany. Longtime listener of the program. That song was called Do It Roger from a 7-inch that came out in the year 1981. And Roger Troutman is also the person behind the group called Zap. Basically the architect for the, especially in the 90s, the West Coast hip hop sound, the West Coast gangster rap sound with a lot of, we heard it there a little bit, the Talkbox, Moog synthesizer through the Talkbox vocals there. Very cool stuff. And Roger was really great at it. He did it a lot in Zap as well, More Bounce to the Ounce. That's actually another 45 that I got in this box, but we all know that song, I think. And before that was a song going out to Daz Man. That was Daz Band with a song called Let It Whip. And that was on a 7-inch that came out on the Motown record label also in 1981. Some groovy electro funk from the early 80s there. So yeah, many shouts out to Daz Man, who does the sound engineering for this program and also Radio Northern Europe International, as well as some other coding stuff for RMEI. And then Roger out in Germany does some amazing analysis each week, especially the images and the text decodes there. So thank you, gentlemen. All right, I'll have some more music for you soon and some data. But before that, I have some shout outs. As soon as I can find my clipboard, which got buried. All right, there it is. I almost lost it all there. All right, I'll start with Twitter this week. Got some nice decodes posted on Twitter. Bobby, WA5107SWL, listening in Louisiana. DJ Marcus McBee out in California. And Matt, W0MDK in Denver, Colorado. And ZR in Oregon, sending along his first decode. Very nice work, ZR. I also heard from Catface McMeow Meow. I think it's first time I've heard from them in quite a while. Also in California, sending along a very nice decode. And I got a great decode from Donnie, K5BKR, out in Texas. And he was listening to the show on his CountyCom GP5 SSB. And if you know that radio, it's one of those very small and slender radios with a very long telescoping whip. And with that and TVAR, he managed to get a pretty great decode. Very nice work. I also got a nice decode from drmna.info and also a picture of DRMNA's brand new This Is a Music Show t-shirt. So thank you very much for picking that up. And everyone else who picked up a shirt and maybe even a mug, thank you. And I hope the shirts have been arriving, and I hope they fit good, and I hope you like them. I also got a nice decode from Zach R. in Alabama. And also a very nice decode from Jolly Roger Mania out in Germany, who I talked about just a short minute ago. And he identified the source of last week's picture. It was a picture of a Candle VMS1223 three-band radio. And that was built by the Tokyo Transistor Industries company out in Japan, obviously. That was a radio I picked up at a thrift store quite a few months back. And I should mention, I keep on digging into this box of 45s that I picked up a couple weeks back. That's because I haven't been able to go thrift shopping. We're under lockdown here in Ontario, and it looks like it's going to be a six-week one. And I think we're just starting week three. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Brian, W8LN. Thanks for putting the word out. Iowan EAS fan listening in West Iowa on an Eden Elite radio. Eden Elite Traveler radio, that's what it is. Shout-out to Jerry Hectic and also Weeds Up To Me Knees, who is listening to the show via the archived recordings on the thisisamusicshow.com website. So go check that out if you ever miss a show. Shout-out to SWL channel, and also Larry listening in last week reporting an S9 plus 10 signal in the northeast U.S. And finally, a shout out to Rose at Radio Northern Europe International. There was a brand new episode of Radio Northern Europe International last week, and a repeat of it again just before this show. Some great metal music from Metal Mama. And I think probably my favorite song was by a Welsh artist named Gweno that we heard in Stephen's artist feature, featuring Gweno and her sister, Annie Glass. Yeah, very cool stuff. Thanks for sharing that, Rose and Stephen. And also, I hope you're able to decode the awesome data at the end of RNEI. They're using HamDRM there, and that's, I think Daz is doing all the programming, all the HTML trickery there. So please check that out if you're into decoding stuff. All right, let's hop over to email. I heard from a few people on email. Tom, WB7EUX, listening in Northeast Oregon. A lot of people in Oregon this last week. I heard from Brian, WB8AM in Dayton, Ohio, listening on an ICOM IC705 using an MFJ. I wanted to say MFSK, 1640T antenna on the outdoors. And I also got a bunch of donations last week. So thank you so much, everyone. Dana, K6JQ, K5DRU, and also Chuck in Eureka, Missouri, sent along a donation last week as well. So thank you so much for those donations. All of that money goes directly over to WRMI to pay for more airtime. And as do a proceed of the t-shirts and mugs that are for sale, part of that money comes back to the show, which again goes to WRMI for more airtime. So thank you everyone for supporting the show and buying shirts. I appreciate it, and I think everyone out there listening does as well. Yay! And finally, some shout outs at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Jeff, Daddy Dave, Hiroshima, listening in South Indiana with a very nice picture decode, by the way. Very good job. And finally, shout out to Dazman, who hangs out in that hfzone.org chat group as well. Maybe I'll see you in there as well. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do the flavor of social media known as Twitter, you can reach me on there. My handle is This Is a Music Show with no W on the end. And of course, don't forget to check out the thisisamusicshow.com website for recorded archives of all the programs starting from number 001 all the way up to the present. And there's also links for you to buy your own t-shirt or perhaps send over a couple bucks to help pay for airtime. thisisamusicshow.com. All right, I'll have some data for you very shortly, but here is a electronic disco track by our friends at the Yellow Magic Orchestra. the Yellow Magic Orchestra from Japan. That was a cover of Martin Denny's Firecracker. It's erroneously titled Computer Game Theme from the Circus here on the Horizon record label, which is the U.S. label that carried this single. Yeah, I don't know if it's a different mix, but I think it's maybe slightly shorter. The B-side for this American 7-inch is called Yellow Magic, but the actual title is Tong Ku in brackets there. Yeah, some classic stuff from Yellow Magic Orchestra. All right, it is time for some MFSK 64 text and image. This week's data will be backed by a Bert Kampfert song called Give and Take. My apologies to Chuck in Eureka. All right, here you go. Thank you. right, that is your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do Twitter, my handle on Twitter is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And one more time with the email address, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit the awesome website, thisisamusicshow.com. All right, I have one last song for you, and it is from a new record by a gentleman named Michael Fierstack, who I believe lives in Montreal at the moment. Great singer-songwriter, originally from the East Coast and lived in Ottawa for a while, but now calls Montreal home. This is the last song from his new LP. The new LP is called Harmonize the Moon, and the song I have for you is called Why Don't You Stay? Yeah, I really love Mike's stuff, and I hope you enjoy it too. Nice, quiet song to go out with. All right, this was a music show, episode number 112. Thank you so much for listening. I am your host, and I hope you'll tune in again sometime in the future. See ya. Stay safe.
Why don't you stay and throw a stone?